So he was sitting here, has a heart attack, and he dies. Now,
did he die in the bar?
Dies in the bar, yeah. Oh. The other gentleman's happy. He's got his chair now. Every day I'm going to have my chair. He comes in. They say it was within 30 days. He has a heart attack and dies in the chair.
Hello again. We're here with Mark Konka in the Old Canal Inn in Nutley, New Jersey. This is the oldest bar in Nutley?
Definitely the oldest bar in Nutley. One of the oldest bars in Essex County as well.
Okay, so it was opened in the 30s? Or
something like that, 1934, yeah. Okay. We opened as a tavern at JoJo's.
So it was called JoJo's?
JoJo's Tavern.
And then when did it change the Old Canal?
We believe it changed in 1948 to the Old Canal Inn, and that was same family, just a relative took over and changed the name. And it was 1948 till 2011 when me and my brothers took it over.
Okay, so you and your brothers took it over in 2011?
2011.
And did you know about all the stories?
Yeah, there's a lot of history up here and everyone knows about it. So I know that's the biggest reason why we're here is our history. So let's start talking about some of it. Okay. We grew up in Nutley, so we all knew about the bar itself. Come in, it was a great neighborhood bar. When they kind of shut it down, I was told it was for sale, and being that we're from Nutley, we knew about it. I was all over it, jumped all over it, convinced my three brothers. I'm like, we got to take it. I need your money. We got to take it. Let's go. So we got it. But there's so much history here. So the biggest story is our death seat right over in the corner.
That's the gentleman.
Yep. So he's our resident. The story is approximately 1964. Two regulars would always want to sit in this corner. This was the most lit area of the bar. Had the big windows, had the side window, and the rest of the bar area really doesn't have any windows or lights.
Okay, so by lit, you're actually talking about lights, not lit.
Correct. Yeah. Oops. Not the most drunk area, but the most lit up area. So they want to come and sit right here. So it's kind of like a little bit of a battle. Who get here first? You know, a little bit of a friendly battle. Someone, if he saw the other car here, he'd stay outside, wait for him to finish, because they wanted this seat. Turns out, approximately 1964, I think is the urban legend, gentleman has a heart attack and he dies in the chair.
And this was after they had a fight over who's going to sit?
The constant...
they were fighting continually.
It was a continuing battle to get to this seat. It was never a physical fist fight. It was just more of like a friendly, I hate you, I want that seat. You're not going to sit there. I'm going to read my newspaper all day. Okay, so you're going to have to sit in your car and wait till I'm done. Pretty much like that. So he was sitting here, has a heart attack, and he dies. Now,
did he die in the bar?
Dies in the bar, yeah. Oh, the other gentleman's happy. He's got his chair now. Every day I'm going to have my chair. He comes in. They say it was within 30 days. He has a heart attack and dies in the chair. Wow. So both of them died in this chair. So that's the infamous death seat. It's had some issues later on as well. In the 80s, we had another incident where there was a death. And then another heart attack victim. Fourth one did not die, just a heart attack. But it has taken three lives, this chair.
And they all died in that chair.
In that chair.
And the heart attack was in that chair.
Uh-huh.
So we shouldn't sit.
Well, we're probably okay. They said they were in their late 60s, you know, the gentleman that passed away. But I think we're okay. I think we're young enough to sit there.
Yeah, but we
chained it off to try to, and we kind of put the skeleton there to work with the legend.
So besides the deaths, did anyone see anything weird afterwards? Is it allegedly kind of ghosts?
There's a lot. Going from the old owners, the son would always tell us that he saw his grandfather and the uncle walking through the restaurant and out of the kitchen all the time. They're who we believe are still in this building. We believe the uncle and the grandfather, they love it. They just don't want to let it go. They're welcome to stay. We've told them a million times. It's still their place. For me, being that I'm here the most and all my brothers, I've had several encounters. twice I heard people in the kitchen cooking. I'd be in the office, sitting down, doing my bills. No one's here. The doors are all locked. And I'll hear pots and pans. I'll go into that kitchen. I see nothing. Nothing. And I'm like, oh, my God. Second time it happened, I actually had a witness with me. My electrician was here. We were doing some stuff. The doors are locked. Same thing happened again.
Pots and pans.
Pots and pans. We went back there. Nothing. That's just two incidents there. The best incident is your beer coolers, or I'm sorry, the beer lines, they get run up by CO2 gas for the tap system. CO2 gas is in the basement. When I change that tank and I put the CO2 gas on, I always check to make sure there's no leaks. It's a trick, simple, little soap around the side, see if there's any bubbles, no bubbles. Okay, we're good. I turn it on, I come up here, I run my lines, everything's good. I'm just going to use a day. Hypothetically, I change it on a Tuesday. Let's fast forward to Friday, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. All of a sudden, the beer taps go down. It's impossible. I check the line, right? It wasn't leaking. I go downstairs. The nozzle is off. Who's going to do it? It's impossible to do it, especially when I'm here. No one's going to do it. My brothers aren't going to do it to play games on me. No one's going to do it. It has happened at least 10 times. They shut it in the middle of the day to drive us nuts. And I run downstairs. And, you know, first thing is, it just cost me $60 because I got to change the tank. But then when I turn the knob and I see it's closed, how? I'm here. The bartender's here. It's been running for 4 days and a half a day during the afternoon. And now it's off. Happened at least 10 times. That's the biggest ghost with the play. Like, they're always playing with me with that. Another time I was in the basement and I was going into the back corner and I had my drop lights when we first got here. I had my drop light and I'm going into the corner and the bulb pops. All right, whatever. Old bulb, possible. So I go to the next light, I take the light bulb out, put in my drop light because I'm going into the back corner. Basement's pretty scary. So I'm going into the back corner. Same identical spot. Boom. Bulb pops again.
And you get the questions for that?
So I tell our friendly ghost, I'm not going to go back there. Whatever you're hiding right now, I'm going to leave it. So I backed off and I didn't go into that corner. So those are like the biggest for me.
So it always happens when you're alone or with just one other person there, like your attrition? Or you said the bartender was here?
Bartender was here when the CO2 tanks were off.
They the business was actually gone.
Up and running. Up and running. They like to play around. They don't want to let go. And we have told them, this is your place still. We're okay with it. And I believe in it 100% because I'm seeing it. It's happening.
Yeah, if you had that happen so many times, it's kind of hard not to.
I had one time, a couple of customers were sitting right by this tap system. So they're at the tap system. There's two guys with their backs to their door of the basement. And all of a sudden, they both turn. I was standing behind the bar. They both turn and look at each other. Like, do you feel that? They look at me. So what are we talking about? They both swear that they literally felt someone go right across both of their necks just like that. Right in front of the tap system. Now, wasn't me. It was a customer saying it. Again, kind of believe in this.
Yeah, because there's so many times that it happens.
It's happened a lot.
So it also happens to the customers. It happens to people who work here on yourself.
Those were two customers that I know it happened to. As far as anyone else, I don't think anyone's ever brought anything to my attention thinking about it. I don't think so. It's happened to me. I'm here the most. So for me and my brothers, I'm here every day. It's going to happen to someone. It's going to happen to me first. So when I was in the basement with this drop light, was with one of my brothers. When I was in the office with the electrician in the kitchen. So there's been people here that they like to play around with. So it's not like they're just doing it when we're not here. Or I'm trying to think of another good one for you.
What?
There's a lot. Let me see. I'll get another one for you.
Do you think there's one of them, or do you think everyone who died like could be
two? No. We believe it's just the two.
Just the two.
Just the two because
two
the no previous owners, not
oh, it's not the customers.
Not the customers.
You think it's the people who used to own the bar?
Yes, we believe it is the uncle who was a bartender, and the grandfather who was the owner, maybe he was the cook too, I don't remember. But according to one of the previous owner's son, he says he always sees his uncle and his grandfather. Still who it is. Right. But just a lot of quirky things. You know, if something's moved when it shouldn't be moved, I'll notice it. It's like, how did that happen? So I think they're friendly. Nothing bad has ever happened.
Most of them are messing with you.
Yeah. They want to have fun. It's a bar. They just don't want to go.
Well, imagine if you, that's the personality. If you're going to own a bar, mm-hmm. you're probably somebody who likes to have some fun.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to be an antisocial person.
Yeah, no. They're definitely having fun with me.
Okay, well, that's kind of a fun ghost story. It's not like a scary ghost story.
No, we're not haunted where it's haunted where like bad. Like I said, it's more of a, let me play a trick on them. Let me move something. Let me change something. Just drive them nuts. And that's kind of what it is. Maybe they don't like the way I'm managing it. And they want to just get me to run away. I don't know.
But no one's seen ghosts of people who actually died in a
certain... No. When we first opened up, we did have a few of the ghost hunters. They did say they felt a lot of, what do they call it, orbs?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of orbs, basement, by the chair, and in the third floor of the apartments. But no physical visions of anything. They say it's here, the basement, and the upstairs. The last time they came, they didn't find anything in the kitchen. But again, that's where the son, the original, the last owner's son, always said it was coming from, the kitchen area. But for me, it's there and the basement now. Scary. Look, man, I don't like to stay here late at night. A couple of times I had to stay here, but I don't really like to stay here at night.
Well, if they're friendly,
it's still a little creepy. Still creepy. A lot of noises.
And if you close, that's really late.
So mm-hmm. It's
2 or 3 in the morning, mm-hmm. 4 or whatever. Yeah, that's really the next day. That sounds like a fun ghost thing. It's not like a scary one.
No, thank God. So, you know, what we did was,
like,
because of the Dead Sea and the ghosts, I don't know if anyone told you, if you read about it, I decided to create a burger. I put something on the menu. So we call it the Dead Sea Burger. So when we took over, again, the history of the Dead Sea, the hauntingness, you got to capitalize on it.
Yeah, sure. Makes sense for marketing.
You got to add something to it. So I sat down, I watched a lot of shows, of course, you know, well, a lot of Food Network shows. And it was a simple recipe, but I wanted to make it more of like a, kind of like a heart attack waiting to happen. So the way we do it, and we call it the Dead Sea Burger. The way we do it, I just, you know, cook a burger. And then I have my brioche roll, cut my brioche roll in half. I take a little bit of breading out. So I got the burger. I put it atop with some jalapeno mashed potato, a little bit of fried onions, a little bit of macaroni bites, some nacho cheddar cheese. Close my burger up, and then I batter the whole bun in a beer batter. Then I deep fry it. So it'll come out as almost like a large Zeppelin, to be honest with you. So it comes out like a Zeppelin, and then we put on French fries, coleslaw, and I add salad because I want to make sure we got a little roughage in there. Well, I want to make sure you feel a little healthy while you're eating this burger.
That's definitely a heart attack.
Well, you know, we wanted to do something.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, why not?
Yeah, to work with the chair. So we do. We used to do it on Mondays, but unfortunately, since the pandemic, we've closed on Mondays. So now I just do it sporadically once a month, and we get a good hit.
So it's a special.
It's a specialty now. So we get a good hit from it. You know, we usually do it on a Wednesday or a Thursday when I'm definitely going to be here. It's not that it's hard, but the procedure to set it up, it's a little bit, you know, it's a lot of stuff to do. So it's like, you know, I don't want to do it every day. You know, it's annoying.
Well, if you're making it special, then it's a special set of everyday menu. Now, do you get the seat in the, do you get a dead seat when you eat it or no? You're not allowed?
No, we used to, no one should sit in there. We tell everyone not to sit in there. Now, we used to give out shirts. We used to give out the Follow Me to the Dead Sea bumper stickers. Now, because we just started bringing it back, so we haven't done anything, any gimmicks with it. since we brought it back. We only brought it back 2 months ago since the pandemic.
Okay.
But
he's all dressed up for Santa.
He's ready. Christmas. He's ready. He's keeping an eye. I think he's on the naughty list, though. I mean, you know, definitely might be on the naughty list. But we got him festive out. You know, we try to festive during St. Patrick's Day, during Halloween. He's always part of the bar decor.
How many calories in a dead sea
burger? Oh, if I can count, I never figured out. It's got to be at least 20,000 calories. I never figured out. You got garlic mashed potato with heavy cream and butter, sour cream in it. You got the nacho cheddar cheese. You got the beer batter, deep fried.
Nah. That's got to be close to 20 calories.
You know how they were always saying with COVID, if you're what's the word I'm looking for? If you're got a pre-existing issues with COVID, you know, be careful. Well, if you got pre-existing issues with blood, don't eat the heart attack burger here. Dead Sea Burger is definitely going to clog your arteries.
Yeah, so it's a good name.
Yeah.
I don't know what else can you throw in to make it even more damaging.
I'd say we always try.
If I think of something.
I'll try it. Yeah, definitely.
Slide it with lard.
Probably tastes even better, too.
Sure. Well, look, it's always going to taste good. It's going to be good for
this. You know, now that you're saying it, might as well just add some bacon. Maybe next week, you guys can come down. I'll make you one with a little, I'll add a little bacon in there. We'll just add to it. Go from 20,000 to 20,500.
You get a free casket.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Well, we could do a shot of, they used to have a Dead Sea vodka. So maybe if I can find that, we'll do a little shot of Betsy Vodka.
The gentleman that passed away were drinking?
Nah, I don't know what they were drinking. No, knowing them, it was probably beer and small beer, a 7-ounce beer, and a scotch. Okay. Knowing what they would drink back then. Because when we took over, the type of liquor that was in here.
Oh, it was 60s.
So yeah. The type of liquor that we found that was in here is stuff that, you know.
You would never.
No one sells anymore.
Yeah, Singapore Sling.
Yeah. Greyhound. You know. But now you're Pink Squirrel. No, yeah. Don't drink that stuff anymore.
You should definitely use something like this from Dead Sea drink.
Yeah, but you know what? Thank you for that. Because now we're going to change it. Because the Dead Sea drink I can do every day now. Dead Sea burger, since I'm only doing it specially.
Yeah.
I have to worry. Yeah. That's a good idea. Yeah, thank you.
One of the old ones.
Thank you. I'll list everyone.
Hey, why not? If it works, you can try.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. It works. Fine. That's awesome. Now, should we see the basement?
Sure. Sure.
Right. And the attic, you said? Basement attic?
It's the hallways to the apartments. We can walk up to the hallways. The attic is more of a crawl space, and that's a little bit. But yeah, definitely can see the basement if you want. You walk through with the camera.
Yeah. Sorry. Well, thank you so much. Now we'll take a look at the basement. Do you have any other stories before I cut it off? But is there another story that you forgot?
Because I'm on camera, I'm forgetting it. Okay. I'll remember it. I'll call you guys, but it might be too late. There's been a lot of, it's all been fun stories, but weird stories. If I could say, like, it's just all weird stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like anything scary. No. It's more like annoying because it turns it off and you got to piss
with, off. With that turned off, I'm trying to, I'll give it a perfect example. About 2 weeks ago, I knew it was something else. Simple. Wasn't scary. This TV is on when I come in. And so is the restaurant TV. After I'm sitting in my office doing bills. I'll come in, do my walkthrough. Nothing's happening. This was about 2 weeks ago. I do my walkthrough when I come in. I get to the office. This TV went on and the restaurant TV went on. They're both smart TVs, but they're off because it was a Monday, closed. I'm sitting in the office. I hear the noise and I come out. The TV, and why it's even on volume, we don't put that TV on volume anyway. That TV gets plugged into the house volume. But it was TV volume and both of them on. After I was here for about an hour doing my bills. So again, it's not anything, they're not trying to hurt me.
Yeah.
It's just trying to play around, man.
Yeah, messing with you.
Yeah. That was the most recent. I know I remember one more.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's it. But it's a good problem. I'm not complaining.
Look, maybe that's, if you have a place and it has a story that adds to it, it brings more people will talk about it more. So I think that's a good one. All right. Well, let's go check out the basement.
Yeah. Family party, which is going to be fun. Let's see. That was not there. Right? Was that there? How did that get there?
I didn't see it.
Okay, that's now the ghost. Because
your point's end is...
No, yeah. That's the ghost because you know why? The ghost and the bartenders, they know I always find money, so they had money for them. But we just all were walking. Did you see it?
I didn't see it.
Yeah. That's too step goes
yeah, I get it.
Don't speak.
It truly is about you. And just watch it. We had a little bit of water from the last night's door. And there is a few other rumors from the early 1900s. So he brought this building is from 1908, as you'll see the brick and mortar. You'll see how old everything is as you're walking down. We also have our fan clubs that stay with us. Keep an eye on the basement for it.
Well, that would be kind of scary to see that walking in.
So, I didn't finish putting my Halloween stuff away. But this is where, when I was telling you the story about my light bulb popping,
yep.
I took this light bulb out. I came down here, and I was trying to go to this back corner over here. And just when I got to about here is when the bulb popped. So I came back over there and grabbed that bulb. And again, same spot. So this is where it was. I don't know who was being kidding over here. But this is truly the cellar. I was told by a fellow bar owner in the area that because this building is 1908, that our bar or our building and his building were part of speakeasies back in the early 1900s. And I believe he told me that this one was the green room. His was the blue room. So if you were going to a speakeasy, you would say, I'm going to green room or blue room. People would know where to go. And that was probably right before we even opened up as a bar in 1934. So probably starting around 1911, 1912, and moving to Prohibition, I guess, back in the day. Actually, maybe a little bit later. We opened up the bar in 1934, but prior to that, the upstairs was a butcher shop and a delicatessen. So the bar area we were sitting at was more of like a deli area, like a convenience store. And the shuffleboard room, the other side, was what the butcher shop. So I guess back around then is when they decided to turn this downstairs into a speakeasy. And during that Prohibition era. I think that's it.